Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." I have a vision. Many have claimed it. But their visions produced by man for the selfish benefit of man that seek comfort in lies. This vision from the Lord is not based on lies. It doesn't send us out, nor did it send Isaiah out, though, to show man that he can find comfort in his own goodness, to resolve man's needs according to man's wants. Rather, as we heard, to unveil our uncleanness. Have you noticed how many times people try to rename sin? How many times have you done or been tempted to play such semantic games to make your behavior look okay? So what does the world do? What are we tempted to do? It's not lying, but creating a different perspective. It's not stealing, but I was just borrowing it. It's not adultery, but a loving relationship. It's not perversion, but an alternate lifestyle. It's not abortion, but a selection of love. It's not rebellion, but having a different viewpoint. It's not cursing, but a slip of the tongue. It's not idolatry, but accept reality. Isaiah points out to us that even animals, with their divinely implanted instinct, obey God far better than man does. Why should the salmon kill itself to go upstream? Does the Capistrano sparrow decide that it's not going to go right now because it needs a few weeks of R&R first? Even the donkey doesn't bite the hand that feeds it. But man? Man bites and kicks and condemns the commandments of God. And so this vision of our Lord impresses on us that sin can never be treated as if it doesn't matter. We're standing before the holy, holy, holy Lord. Put yourself there. Imagine yourself standing there with Isaiah. His dazzling glory overwhelming your eyes, the smoke filling your nostrils, the floor beneath you shaking and trembling, and the angels all around you are covering their eyes and their feet before his presence. Isaiah cries, "Woe is me, I am undone." Isaiah saw himself, notice, like King Uzziah, as filled with leprosy, harming others with his own contagion, deserving to be cast out. And so you and I are to recognize that we cannot just casually dismiss our sin as it doesn't matter. And the trump of our sinfulness is not only that we naturally try to do that, but we want it that way. We want to be our own God, make our own rules, and do our own thing, casting God out of the way. And yet, how does the Lord respond to this woe of our heart. He sends a seraphim with a burning coal from the altar to touch our lips. Whoa. Have you thought about that? On our lips? How that would burn? Scorch? And yet this is not torture. It's not punishment. Verse 7 says, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away. Your sin is purged." This vision is a picture of how Jesus' sacrifice for your sin has already cleansed your lips, your hearts, your souls. This vision is based on that one message of forgiveness because of Christ. Your sin cannot condemn you. Satan cannot accuse you. Hell cannot hold you. And this altar of Christ's sacrifice is continually before the Father, today and every day, assuring us that that forgiveness is yours, that the punishment has been made, the price paid in your place. So that Romans 8 exclaims, "Who will bring a charge against us?" Against you. It's God that has justified us. Who will condemn us? It's Christ that died for us and has risen again to plead for us. Who will separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? We are more than conquerors in Him who so loved us. You know, the holy angels didn't need Jesus to shed His blood for them, and yet we're told they're there singing His praise. Shall not we then, for whom He poured out that blood, join in that praise? Join Isaiah in that praise. Send me. Use my life, O Lord, for Your glory. The visions of man, produced by man, for the selfish benefit of man, seeking comfort in lies. But this vision provides real comfort. A comfort that's not based on a lie. A comfort that will not die. For it's the vision of your Lord Jesus living and reigning on the throne to bring to you the forgiveness of your sins. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 246, stanzas 1 and 2.